T.K. Thorne's first book, Last Chance for Justice, How Relentless Investigators Uncovered New Evidence Convicting the Birmingham Church Bombers in 2013, made perfect sense. Thorne, after all, had retired as the first female captain ever in the Birmingham Police Department. Crime and Punishment was her natural subject. Her next two novels, however, went in wildly different directions. Noah's Wife is set in Turkey in 5500 BCE at the time of the flood and has as protagonist Nama, Noah's previously unnamed wife. Angels at the Gate is set in 1748 to 1749 BCE in ancient Israel in the Twin Cities and climaxes with the catastrophe suffered by Lot's wife. This novel, House of Rose, is set in Birmingham, Alabama, in the present. In a sense, Thorne is returning to her most likely subject. The heroine, Rose Brighton, is a 22-year-old police officer. She graduated from UA, went through police training, and lives alone in a nice little house in Southside, where much of the action takes place. Rose is a quiet person, somewhat of a loner, with only one potential friend, Becca, and Becca has to work at it. But quite early in this novel, things get odd. There are many surprises a reviewer must not reveal, but one must say something. Here are a few of the early bits. On patrol with her mentor partner, Paul, Rose has a split-second glimpse of the future. The images vibrate, ripple silently, and are smudgy and in slow motion. Rose saves Paul's life by shooting a thug who is about to shoot him. This vision is disconcerting and may be explained by a variant of string theory, jumping to a parallel dimension moving at a slightly different rate of time, perhaps. Quite soon afterwards, though, Rose learns she is a witch of the House of Rose, which takes its power from the, quote, living green, that is, the vegetation of the earth and the coal, oil, etc., into which vegetation of millennia ago turned itself. Birmingham is a perfect place for this, with huge coal deposits everywhere underground. Rose is flabbergasted. At first reluctant to believe, she becomes convinced and slowly discovers the extent of her powers and how to augment them. She learns also that there are other powerful houses, and the members of the House of Iron want her dead. Birmingham, with its huge deposits of iron ore, provides abundant energy for that tribe also. Rose begins sleuthing to learn more about her heritage, how her parents died, and who is trying to kill her and why. The action moves from the fountain at Five Points, to Jim Reed's bookstore, to the club, to mansions on Red Mountain, and tunnels under it. Although House of Rose is speculative fiction, a kind of fantasy, T.K. Thorne is so knowledgeable about Birmingham and law enforcement that it is also truly a police procedural and a thriller. There's something for everyone. Rose is physically attacked, fights, is injured, and survives desperate encounters that would have challenged James Bond. She has superpowers, true, but so do many of them, and she doesn't know who they are. House of Rose is the first of a series, which should be a hit. One final note. Rose was never a cat person. Nevertheless, first one and then more cats come to live in her house. They don't do or say anything too suspicious, but I have my eye on them. They are surely going to reveal unnatural gifts in the sequel. The witch's cats often do.